where Philip Broadbent's from, boys aren't really meant to dance.
I come from working class North England. It was a sissy thing to do, and my dad was totally embarrassed about it.
But he hated school, and dancing was a way to escape the drudgery of life in 1970s England.
I was a terrible student academically at high school, going through normal teenage wasteland problems, and I thought, yay, this is a chance to get away from my hometown and go to London and start a new life.
And he did, attending the Rembut Ballet School and working as a professional dancer for over 15 years. After quitting the profession, he moved to the States, married an American ballerina, and became an expert in fitting point shoes, which allow dancers to pirouette around on the tips of their toes. And Broadbent says for the young ballerinas waiting to see him in Petersburg,
it's a rite of passage, and you know, they dream about it. It's just something they want to achieve. You know, it's a badge of honour.
A ballerina goes on point around her 13th birthday when her feet are deemed ready to handle the pressures of point work. Lydia Martin is first up for a fitting.
How are you feeling about it?
Good.
A bit nervous or?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm mostly just excited because I've been working to get there.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But she's finally here and is waiting for Broadbent to work his magic. Although two of the older girls sitting beside Lydia have a few words of warning.
Is it painful? That's the real question.
Yeah. It's like you get used to it. I mean, yeah. I'm used to it now. It doesn't hurt as much, but our feet kind of look gross.
Yeah.
Blisters and bunions and cuts and scrapes and
calluses.
All sorts of calluses.
And, yeah.
It's so painful because it's not easy to go up on point. Standing on the end of your toes for long periods at a time is unnatural, and ballerinas are prone to suffering permanent damage to their feet. Which makes it all the more important that the shoe fits. And that's where Philip Broadbent comes in.
Tell me about yourselves. Do I know you? Did I fit you?
You fit me before.
Here? Last year?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm new.
He gets to know the girls, he makes them feel comfortable, and Broadbent says what's important to understand is he isn't just some travelling shoe salesman.
I think choosing the right style of shoe and counselling the dancer about how to use that tool is what makes it an art form. What's that guy in Harry Potter who sells the magic wand?
Ollivanders,
right, yeah. I can relate to it. I like to think it's romantic like that.
It might be romantic, but it's also hard work. As the older dancers practice on their points, Lydia works her way through shoes while Broadbent strives to find the perfect fit. Point shoes are hard and rigid. They have a nail in the centre to hold them together. But for girls this age, sometimes Philip Broadbent has to take drastic action. He snaps the shoe and voila, it's a fit.
All right. Thank you. Congratulations.
Lydia walks away happy. She's that little bit closer to being a fully formed ballerina. And Ava Lenhard, one of the older girls, says in the end, the pain is worth it.
I love being on point. In flat shoes, it feels like you're just kind of on the floor and you're doing that. But when I put on point shoes, it's like I'm flying. That's a weird thing to say, but it is.
Although Philip Broadbent knows, this is just the start for these young dancers.
Going on point is an exciting day, but it's the beginning of the rough road ahead.
But he says with his help, they're better prepared to make those first few painful steps in a pair of perfectly fitting point shoes. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Sykes.